start at the top of our case where they give an overview saying we have to prove what changes in international politics. We tell you two things. One, uniquely that the COVID-19 pandemic has caused severe desperation for a lot of adversaries and allies to want to start to proliferate. But the second is that Maka Skill says that in the past year alone, cyber terrorist attacks have only worsened. Then, that answers the overview. You can go straight down to our contention two, where the most important argument in the round is cyber attacks. US vulnerabilities to cyber attacks have only increased within the past year, as US computers run on 1970s outdated computer systems, which means that the US can unknowingly launch a nuclear strike based on misperceptions of a cyber attack. Nearly all US missiles are on hair trigger alert, ready to launch in a second. Fortunately, a no-first-use policy would de-alert these missiles, saving the entire world or 8 billion people from a nuclear conflict that would lead to nuclear winter. They only have one response, which falls apart very easily. They tell us that floppy disks means that you cannot hack into the computer. However, this is completely not true because floppy disks contain the storage unit. The rest of the computer relies on a process that is connected to a network that has been and will continue to be vulnerable to terrorist attacks. But the second part of our link chain of hair trigger alerts goes completely conceded, which means we can continue to enforce this. We have the offense in the round. We win and we solve. There's a few reasons why we outweigh. Nuclear weapons are immediately de-alerted when you vote affirmative, since it takes literally one switch to do so. Our argument happens much sooner than their argument of nuclear war because countries must have to develop and like create capabilities for it. But even if both impacts trigger, our impact of war immediately happens on a greater magnitude as well. We need to solve for this first. Then go to their case. First, extend Nicole's really good turn, which tells us that allies will actually feel safer under a no first use. This is because Sandy tells you that adversaries only proliferate in order to defend themselves from a US perceived threat. But then the Union of Concerned Scientists in 2020 tells us that they will implement and use it or lose it mindset in order to deter the US. Insofar as a no first use would stop the US perceived threat, we still have deterrence under a second strike capability, and we can also reduce the amount of tensions in the world. They concede this by saying nuclear conflict will decrease. That's really bad for them because that means we link into their impact better. We solve for their 2 billion lives as well. But then go to their contention two, where they concede first nuclear conflict, which means that they completely concede contention two. Nicole's really good response on this is that our conventional capabilities are uniquely enough as America because we are like the number one military. But the second is that we already have military troops stationed in that area. They only come up here and tell you that like conventional weapons are still vulnerable. No, we tell you they are enough, have been enough to deter these other countries. Even if you don't buy that, we still maintain deterrence through the second strike capability. Thus, affirm.